We're learning Lekut Yisuchas Chelik Yidale Parashat V'Schan and Sicha Beis. I'm holding Sif Beis. Before we go on to Sif Beis, I want to just be made one heart and get to Sif Aleph. Yes, that I was asked a certain question and maybe it didn't come out clear enough, this Nekuda in the previous year. That's what's the Ikka Nekuda of Sif Aleph is to bring out it's the difference between Talmud Torah and Krishma. The Talmud Torah is not connected to the union of Zman. It's an union which has to be done always. Whereas Krishma has to be done side by Yem and side by Laila. It was a madgish, the schalkus of Yem and Laila by Krishma. The Rebbe asked, L'chud, it's Ibchem Estabre. Because Krishma is an union of Kabbalah Seyam Al Hashemayim. Kabbalah Seyam Al Hashemayim is something which is no difference by Yem, by Laila. It's something which is Tmidi, always in the same Eifen. Whereas Talmud Torah is an union which is connected to Havana V'Asag. And Havana V'Asag is Shinuyim. Mela would make sense that there should be a chilek between Yom and Laila, etc. So someone asked that why is there such a adgasha in Sif Aleph about the fact that Krishma is two different mitzvahs? The mitzvah of Beshachris and Be'arvis is two different mitzvahs. Especially in the Ara, the Rebbe speaks about if it's two, brings out that according to old days it's two mitzvahs. Chayda. The ikir is that Krishma has to be done side by Yom and side by Laila. Let's just say it would be one mitzvah that has to be done, part of it by Yom, part of it by Laila. You still see this inyan that is connected to the zmanim of Yom and Laila. So why does Rabbi have to be madgish so much this word? There's two separate mitzvahs. The answer, l'chur is v'pashtas like this, which is based on what we explained really in the other shir. When you have a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah, one mitzvah. But you can have a mitzvah that's one mitzvah, mitzvah tmidis, it has to be done always. Elamai, the way that we express that it's done always, that it's the mitzvah is kayam always, and the mitzvah is shaykh to every zman, is by doing it side by yem and side by layel. For example, Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is taka mitzvah, but like the Rebbe says, it's ba'etzma mitzvah which always has to be done. The Rebbe brought out that there is a inyan of Eifen Eichetimtzit to be Yetzir the mitzvah of Agisa by doing it Perik Echashachis and Perik Echadarvis. Chure, if the word is that it should be always, what's dafke the word of Perik Echashachis and Perik Echadarvis? Why are we madgish Perik Echashachis and Arvis? Chure, whenever you could learn, you should learn. Whenever you can't learn, you're part of him learning. What's the word that has to be at least Perik Echashachis and Perik Echadarvis? So it's like we explained in last year, the word is that he yeist that the mitzvah is always to bring out that it's a mitzvah which is kayim always. We have to do it side by yom and side by laila to show that it's not shaykh dafke to yom or dafke to laila. It's anyone just to me. And the biti, the expression, the bitui for that is that you do it side by yom and side by laila. So mamela, you see that you can have a mitzvah which has to be done side by yom and side by laila, and it's not be'emes connected to this chalkus of yom and laila. Punt vaket. The fact that it has to be done side by yom and side by laila is because it's above this chalkus of yom and laila. How do we bring out that it's above this chalkas of Yom and Laila? By doing it side by Yom and side by Laila. Mamela, if Krishma would be'emes be one mitzvah, but we can't tie that the same thing is going to get to Krishma. Be'emes Krishma is a mitzvah which is always. Kabbalah Zimach HaShemayim has to be done always. Elamai, how do we express that Kabbalah Zimach HaShemayim is Einyan Tmidi? So there's a mitzvah that you should do it by Beker and Be'erev. Even if it's not mamash like Talmud Torah, that it's the emes is the mitzvah that you always have to learn Torah, you could still taina that the vart of doing about Beikim Be'erev is that the tenu of Kabbalah sales the inyan which has to be always. Elamai, in order to bring out that it has to be done always, the Torah said, how do you express that it's a inyan tmidi by doing it side by yom and side by laila? Once by Beikim and once by Be'erev. When you see that Krishma is two separate mitzvahs, that's madgish, the nekuda that Be'emes is two separate inyan, that there's a Krishma connected Dafka to Baker and Krishma connected Dafka to Erev. It's not that it's done by Peil and Erev and Baker. It's connected to the Schalkus of Erev and Baker. Because there's two separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah that has to be done in the morning, a mitzvah that has to be done by night. Maybe that's why it's only Geya, the Madgish has two separate mitzvahs. Okay. Well, let's go to Siv Beis. That'd be a bizarre. Chai Ha'odom Nechlokim Liyomim. Ki Yeme Mifsaka Adodi. The Rebbe brings in order 15. There's a machlekes and gemara nazir. Says there's a gemara. There's a shail over there. How do you have to look at the inyan of a zman, like different days? Do you have to look at different days as one unit, Or just like every here in the every sadim, whether it talks about sidus or sidus aresh, every single side is a separate side. Every here is separate. So every day is a separate day. Yeah, that's negiah over there to the inyanim of Naziris. Kapanim, like the Rebbe brings over here from Safas Paneach, the way the Ragachav explains the shaila is, do we look at Zman in general as one general inyan? There's a general inyan called Zman. One klolistic in the Kuda called Zman, or Zman murkev from days, or chalokim, etc. Zman is made up of different units. The Rebbe takes on over here the game of Mifsika Adadi. Every single day is a separate inyan for itself. And Zay is also Mefurish and Zay, yeah? Like he brings over here, the Kol Yem V'yem Avod Avidit. Every single day, you have to have a separate, every day is a Avedah B'fnei Atzma. Kol Yem V'yem Avod Avidit. Why is it again so much to Madgish this Nekud over here? That the Yem Mifsika Adod, and every single day is a separate Avedah. Because the wants to right away say that the Avedah is that Baker and Erev should come together. That there should be a Metzias of Yem Echad, of Baker and Erev coming together and becoming a Metzias of Yem Echad, like we're going to see in a minute. If you would say that Zman is one general inyan, it's not the pshat that every yom is a separate inyan. There's one general, Zman just goes on and on and on and on and on. Morning, night, but it's not the pshat that there's one unit of a day of morning and night together. Then you wouldn't see this nekuda that there's anything mechaber beker and erev. If a yom, what is a yom? A gather of yom echot means a beker and erev, and that's a full unit of a yom, then you see this nekuda that there's anything mechaber erev and beker. Kupanim, says weiter, Yem Shalom, eine Bezirif Yem Velaylo, kibishun emar, vayere vayveke Yem Echad. Aber sag einmal, warum ist Ike Tachlis Avedis Ha'adam? Tachlis Ha'adam, alas leiz bar adir betachtein. Hainu, leishe yishlo bavidose kol metzis ha'ilam, el she'ilam atachta kumeishu nira ke metzis bifnei atzme, yaose diru leiz bar. Hainu, שגם במציאות זו יורגש איך שכל מהוסה היא מאמיתיס עם מציאות ברך, וזהו גילוי דה אמיתיס אחדוסי של הקדוש ברוך. אוקיי. מאז בזיין, this קטע בהקדום. When we talk about being מגל על דאיבש, זה אחת הסנבלת, which that's the union of דירו בתחתינים, like the Alter Rebbe explains in פרק למד ובנתניה, elsewhere, that what's דירו בתחתינים? That אפילו תחתינים שבי נרגש, הוא לבד הוא ואין זו לא עושה. So, when we talk about being megal achdus of the Eibishter world, there's two eifan. There's an eifan of milamayla lamato, and there's an eifan of milamato lamay. What's the chiluk? Milamayla lamato means, as he says it, be'etzem, mitzad lamaylo, the way it is mitzad lamaylo, is einim avad. Velt is master on the emes of einim avad. Velt is a hell of a hester on the emes. But the way it is mitzad lamaylo, the emes is as einim avad. There's nothing besides the Eibishter. So, if you're megala in veld, the emes, the way it is, kibeshu milamaylo, that's called milamaylo mato. Agila evachtes isbarach milamaylo mato. You're being megala in the mato, the way it is, mitzad lamaylo. Mitzad lamaylo, there's no hell of a hester on the emes, and you're megala that gufe in veld gufe. That's ein eifen. Then there's another eifen. An eifen of milamato lamaylo. The says, it's not the pshat that you're megala in Welt, the way it's not Mitzad Welt, the way it's Mitzad Hechef in Welt. That's Melamayla Mata. Melamayla Mata means that Mitzad the Gdorim of the Mata Gufi, you come to Akkar of Achtas Nisbarach. Says, in the first Eifin, it's not the Pshat that you Mizbeinen in Welt and you come to a Maskone that Hulavad Huvein Zulas. Punkt Vaket. You Sheilu Welt. You Megalas Vosne Zet in Welt is Nishtemes. The emes is the way it is mitzad lamayla. Lamata lamayla means that you misbeinen in welt gufe and you come to maskana through welt gufe that the ebeshtes havaya echot. Moshel, even though Lav Davka isn't recorded right here, like we'll see soon, but general Moshel, al derech, what it says in Shariach v'emunah, in the first parak of Shariach v'emunah, that if you look at welt and you see a welt is a mechudesh, so that itself is mechayiv you to say that the welt is nisav b'choraga v'rega, and there's a keich ha'peil b'nifal. And if there's a keich ha'peil b'nifal, and the welt is nisav b'choraga v'rega, kum t'cheis, that what's the betzis of welt? The betzis of welt is really l'kus. A derech, a person standing in front of a mirror, he sees his image in the mirror, and if he moves away, the image is not going to be there. It's vos is taich. Taich is that even when he is there, the image is not something separate. The image is his image in the mirror. That's why if he moves away, there's no more image. Same thing. Yeah, you said the Eibed the Welt is a Mechudesh. Meil the Eibed has to have the Welt b'chorag v'rag. As Meil of us is the Welt. The Welt is the Keach HaLaki, which is the Welt. So when a person comes to this maskana, this is not melamai lamata. It's not the pshat as a dehet, he's so mezuchach as his megal the neshama, whatever it is you're going to use. It's not the pshat is megala the emes kmeishu hum lamayil. And l'chatchil velt is not master. No, it's that a velt. And in the velt alain shreit as the velt, b'sat gidra ilum, the velt is a mechudish. If the velt is a mechudish, he has to have the kerech alaki being mehavim mechore agavarega. The male velt is the velt is the male the emes is havaya echo. This is the inyan of melamat lamayil. Comes through the matter guf. It's the nesis of aveda. You can have a person, l'moshel, which er lept in a velt from teira. Ezat no teira. If it's the fragen, where's the b'chal seba velt? Who says the velt's a metzias? He says, because it says in teira, but he's bar l'kimas l'shmayim v'saris. He only knows the metzias of teira. When he looks at a shade, he right away, b'him, this is just a bitu of shei shenogach ha-sapar. B'him, what's a shade? The shade from what says in teira, shei shenogach ha-sapar. B'him, the metzias is teira. That's melamay lamat. In other words, b'him, er lept in the maila. He's tak er lept in elamasa, but the hashkafas ha'ilum of him is the way it is mitzab in the maila, the way it is mitzab teir. Then you have a person, he's a balesik, er is in the veld. Ba'im, a shade is not shade shenogach zapara. Ba'im, a shade is a shade. It's a way to be chedesh, zereya, to be make business. Elamai, in veld gufa, he recognizes in yonam vashkacha pratis. He sees that the bracha, birchas avaya hitashir, birchas lukim hitashir, that the whole panosa only comes from the Eibishter. He sees that the Eibishter's mesav vasibus always, everything's in Eivin Oshkach Pratis. He recognizes that the emes of bracha comes only when we misnaig, the way we're supposed to misnaig al pitera. These enyanim are enyanim that he's, the hair is in veld gufe, he the hair is that the emes is a lukus. That's the enyan of melamat alamayim. This eifin of the second eifin of Lamat Lamailo has a gewalt kemail over the first eifin. Sai, it says Sai in the Indian of Achtas Havaya, that it brings out the emes Indian of Achtas Havaya, and Sai in the Indian of Dira B'Tachtena, that this is the emes of Dira B'Tachtena. So when we talk about Achtas Havaya and eifin of Lamailo Lamato, what does that mean? That means that Velt Alein Be'etzim is a stira telekus. Velt is just master on the emes. Elamai, he's megale that this veld is nisht, veld is sheker. Veld is not, the hashkofa, the way he's mitzad veld is not emes. It was, veld alay me'atz mitzad atzme is yes, tira telekos. Veld is the master on the emes that there's nothing else besides the emes. Veld shows that he's a metzis for itself. But, er is megale the way it is melamai. He, by him, like to emes the way it is mitzad lamai. No, it's kum the chais as well. Kum the chais that aber velt alein ma'atzme is yes tira telekus. The reason why the Eibishter is taka echad or yachid mitzad this eifin of melamai lamato is only because the velt is not a metzis amit. Because the hashkafa, the way it is mitzad velt is shek. But in the kasal kadai tocha velt, it's taka tira telekus. Kum dechez, as in avonis and yonim, there's a art, there's a place, there's in a smokim for something heipich dinyin of avaya echad, heipich dinyin of achdus yisbarach. When you have achdus havaya neifin of melamata lamayla, then you're saying as even the way velt is taka velt, that's gufa shows that the emes is the havaya echad. No, so it comes out as taka no art where the emes is not echad. That's the mitzvah saying of achdus isbarach. That's one nukud. Another nukud is also connected, is that this is the mitzvah saying of dira b'tachtein. When a person makes a dira b'tachtein in a eifin that b'shas that is in tachtein, at the heart. The metzias, the way it is, mitzad elyenim. In other words, he lives in elamaz. It's takedo b'tachtei. But er is a yid that sees elamaz lefi hashkafas hatein. Vos etayish. Behim lechatchila, he's taked b'tachteinim, but he sees, bei b'shodar, he's in tachteinim, he sees in yonim the way it is, mitzad elyenim. Abakum dacheis as vos. You could say in a gewisse zin that's a dir b'tachteinim. He's a person that's b'tachteinim, and he behim, like the way it is, mitzad elyenim. But the tachteinim ba'atz mitzad atzma is a stira telekus. The whole, his whole shaykhus telekus is that he transcended tachtein. He's nis'ali, he went out of the gdorim of tachtein. He was mamshech in tachtein in the way it is mitzad elyenim, olamay olamat. Kub d'chei is that the tachtein alein is not connected to the union of achtos yisbarach, connected to telekus. Dafka when a person mitzand the tachtein gufa, in other words, mitzand in yolim of veld gufa, comes to akar in elekus, Dafke then, Eitan Abulamatala Maila, is that Emerson did a bit tachtain, the tachtan ale. Because the tachtan itself is was shrei to levadu uvenzulas. It's not just that he manages to not be deterred by the tachtan. He manages not to be fooled by the tachtan. It's much more than that. It's the tachtan alein is masking to the union of alakus. That's the emes adira b'tachtein. Let's see again the lashon of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says tachlis ha'adam. He lastly is baruch dira b'tachtein. What does it mean b'tachtein? Emes b'tachtein means leisha yishlo b'avidasi komitzi yisaila. Not that yishlo b'sheila levelt. Agilam elamay lamata. That the tachten itself should be a dira for the Ebeshter. Hein should gamba mitzis zuyu geshek shakom osi mitzimotzi yisbarach. Vizeu gili da mitzach tusi shakosh barach. The Rebbe's madgish, that's the emes dira b'tachtenim, and that's the mitzis of achtus of the Ebeshter. Because like we explained before, when you have a gili melamay lamato, it comes out that velt is betzim astira telekos. Comes out, that's not the emes inyin of achtus yisbarach. Before we go weiter, I'll be madgish something over here, which is very mudgish in the lashon of the Rebbe. When we talk about Elam Haza, it's just in the pchisis of Elam Haza. Elam Haza being low, there's two inyan, there's two prat. It's the fact that Elam Haza is a very velt, a very low velt, a mugbudike velt, a velt which is mitzumtzum, the eruluk is very mitzumtzum, etc. And then there's an inyan, the velt has total hester on ulukus. A hell of Elam Lashon Helam. Selech the Shalakuz Bechlal. He explains the Majatani Pirik Mem, there's two in Yon, there's Tzimtzim and Hester. Kapanim, when we talk about that, we say that even the Mata should also be Megala Lakuz. And we say that even the Mata should Megala Lakuz. Not an Eifin Amalamai Lamata. Not an Eifin that the Velt that you megala in velt the way it is mitzad lamaylo, an even of melamata lamaylo, that you megala, that an even of melamata lamaylo says that you see mitzad the mata gufa, you come to a conclusion the inyan of achtus yisbar. When we talk about this inyan, the shaila is as a pashtus. When we say that even the mata is megala lakus, the pshat is that even mitzad the mata you come to a conclusion heipich the hester of velt. It says. There's one in the Al-Khathala Likt Menachem Velt. The Velt is Nishmaster. The Noach is dying in that you say, no, the Velt alone, the Metzias, the Velt alone, this low Metzias, the Velt alone, brings out, yes, that it's like we said before, it's a Mechodesh. Muzbu Zogar, that the Ebesh is Mechadesh, the Velt, Bechorega Verega. Ebasei, Be'emes, the Ebesh is only Echot. No, so the Velt alone brings out the Ravai Ezechot. But what does that mean? Savkasa, once the Velt brings out the Ravai Ezechot, what does that mean? That means that the Velt brings out that there is no Metzias besides the Ebesh. That there isn't something else besides the Ebeshter. But the Lashon over here, the Sikh is not like that. The Lashon is, Sha'ilam atachtin kemeshu nira kemetziz b'fnei atzme yasadir leizbarach. And shagamba metziz zu yurga sheikh shakom usim amitzi matzi izbarach. The Lashon over here is mashma b'stifen. That I feel when you're not sheilu the metziz of velt. Even if you're holding it such a eifen, that the velt still is yeah metziz for itself. And it's still something separate from the Ebeshter, so to speak. Even then, it's nirgash that the ganze mehusa welt is only that it comes from amitzi motzi of the Ebeshter. This is medav hashtein agdara senyon, but I'm not going to go into now. It could be a vart, like when you see in welt gufe, like Adarach, we said before, a vart of ashkacha pratis. That was, when you see ashkacha pratis in welt, is sof kosof, but you still the welt is azach for itself. It's not the pshat. That you dehair how there's that the Ebeshter Mahav of the Velt Bechorega Verega, there's nothing else besides the Dvar Avai. No, that's not, the Ashkacha Pratis shows, even if you're going to say the Velt is Yazach for itself, it's Yamatzis for itself, but what's every aspect in the Velt? Every aspect in the Velt is only the way the Ebeshter feels the way the Ebeshter feels his Kavon. We have to understand the Hagdol Sanyan. I just wanted to bring out that over here, you see from the Lashon over here, and other places also, the Rebbe stresses this Klor. We see from the Lashon of the Sikha very clear that we're saying more than the way it explains in other places, more than just that the Tachtan itself has to bring out Achtas Yisbarach. We're saying even more. We're saying the Tachtan also Metzis Befni Atzme can also bring out that Amitis Yimotzi, that his whole Mahus comes from Amitis Yimotzi Yisbarach. Fine. Okay. Let's go right. Zeu Nirmas Gamkim Mashin Nema B'yim Rishon Shom Maisa Bereshis. This is Rishon of Maisa Bereshis, the first day. showing that that's tachlis aveda, and maisa bereisha showing that this is the aveda that we have velt for. That this is the aveda we have to do with velt. What do we see in Yom Rishon of maisa bereisha? It's the vayi'er vayivayki yemechot. Hakavone ilatzaref ulechamer esaere vacheshech vatachten im abeker vayir vaelin. Chibur shalayilam atachten shein tachten lamatam imenu imelin shein elin lamaylam imenu. Also yemechot. Then it's yemechot. That was the tachlis is that we should have baker with erev. Erev should stay erev, and baker should be baker, and nevertheless they should come together. That's the amitis in Rav Yemechot. K'may merazal bepirush echot tzarich lechavim ba'alef shu echom b'ches shu yachi b'zayin rakim ba'aretz ariches. Dalis remezal dal druchis. Chazal say also we see this in the vart echad. What's echad? Echad means that the velt itself, alza velt, you have taka dal druchis. You have taka zayin rakim and aretz. And that itself is meyuchah with aluf shaleinu medeibishter. Befrat al pia yidua diuk teves echad v'lo yochid. Chassidus we ask a shayla. Why do we say avaya echad not avaya yochid? Chure yochid is klor shayla l'another metzis. Moshe, when you say bincha yichidcha, what does that mean? It means to the exclusion of others. Your only child. Echad is not to the exclusion of others. You can have echad and you can have sheni. That's why when we say who echad ve'in sheni, we have to be shayla behedi. We have to say klor is echad ve'in sheni. So, well, it would have been better to use a lashon of yachid, not echad. So, Chassidus says, what's the pshat? So, it says in Tereir that, fakat, trying to bring out, what now? Trying to bring out that Eibush is not just yachid, that there's nothing besides him, even when there's a velt, even echad, even when there is a velt, he's also remains echad. Even when there is a velt. And Chassidus says that that's connected to this part of Chazal, that in Echad you have to mechaven aluf shaleilam and ches the zayin rakim and aretz and dal druchis. Because that shows that even when there is rakia and dal druchis, even there the Eibush is echad. He says, like he says, v'shemesh yesh nemakal eiz mitzis alas izbarach, mekol makam nerev echad, haino shem mitzis halayla mechoberes v'klub amitza mitzis di. I just want to bring it out, just clutter, just what we just said. Now, it's not just the pshat when we say that Tere'er, you could look pshat to Tere'er. Why do we say Echad, not Yochid? Tere'er says, you could look pshat to Tere'er, but Pashtas. We're trying to bring out, it's not only that the Eibush does Yochid Be'ilami like it was Kedim B'ri Se'ilam. I want to bring out more. Even when there's a Velt, even after the Eibush created the world, he still remains Echad. That's why we say Elash and Echad. But the way it explains another place of Chassidus is deeper. It's not, in other words, you could have Yochid in Velt Yochid, and you could have in Velt Echad. You could have that even even after the Zayilam, you're megalad that the emesis is yachid. Echad brings out a different type of isachdos. Echad is a achdos that we're not sheilo velt, we're not sheilo metzisa velt, and for deswegen is echad. Like Alderich always said before, that from the velt gufi you could see the inyan that she's kalmuhus is mamitzi matzi isbarch. We're not sheilo metzisa velt. Faket velt b'lashon helam ve'ester is inyan, and thus gufi is megalad that kalmuhus is mamitzi matzi isbarch. Okay. This union of being mechaber erev and baker is the aved of Krishma. Like he says in the other 19th star, he says, we see over there, why did the Mishnah start with Meimosai Kedishma Ba'arvis and not from Krishma Shoshachris? Because Yalvim Brios Shalalim, like it says, Vayyarev Vayyveke Yemechot. So you see that Krishma is connected to the union of Vayyarev Vayyveke Yemechot. Like the Rebbe is going to say, that is good for the aved of Krishma. Havaya Echot. Shema Yisrael, the gamer Havaya Echot. Havaydam lichte lemayl lematel daldruchas, like Chazal says, Shishak Savas Eilam, legalis achduzis barach ba'eilam loshen helam. And it can make sure be mitziyosev. Here you also see again what we stressed before, that the Rebbe is saying, even the velt, like in, when it's an union of helam, even when it remains an union of helam, it should still bring out the union of amit that emits his. Mitziyusa is from the Komohus is Mamitzi Motzi Isbarach. Okay. Zewa Tam Shemitzis Kishma Kshura Beshnei Azman and Diyem Velayla. Layla Adgish Achiluk Vapirish Abeneim. La Adra Belifu Bebeiz Abchines Ha-Hofchi is Diyem Velayla L'chabra Moim Yachad Gilach Tusibay. As we ask, L'chure, it's if Alf Kishma, the whole union of Kishma is Kabbalah Seil. Kabbalah Seil has to be a Yitmidi. And it's midi, it can't be that you can't be mechal k'nyem alayla. You can't say there's one type of Kabbalah so you feel by baker, one type of Kabbalah so you feel by erev. So the answer is, we're not trying to bring out this chalkus of erev and baker. We're trying to say that I feel when this da zach, which is befedish erev. It's taka inyan of erev, layla. It's taka inyan of helen v'ester and lakos. Even that should become part of the echad. Because if we would say that Krishna is one mitzvah, and it's there's no shinui, it's one mitzvah that you always have to do Krishna. Maybe to bring that out, we say you have to do it by Yom Ha'Layla, but there's no Ischalkas of Yom Ha'Layla. That would bring out, that would be al derech the inyan of Yachid. would be al-darach the Indian of Olamai Lamato. Would be al-darach the Indian of saying that Krishna is to be Megala, there's no Welt, no, the Vart is this befeidish when Makir Taka is a Ep, when Makir is a Baker. But the Vart is not to bring out this Chal, because of Erevan Baker, even though we're befeidish Makir is a Ep. There's Taka a separate mitzvah of Krishna by Erevan, a separate Krishna mitzvah of Krishna by Baker. When Makir is a Erev, Makir is a Baker. But the Vart is not to bring out this Chal, Krishna by Erevan, but Adarabah, how they can come together and they can be Echad. Mashen Keteira. Before we go weiter, explain the Pratan that the Rebbe says over here, Teira's, the whole Indian of Teira is to Megala Hechavivelt. We'll see more Pratim soon, but the whole Indian of Teira is, like Al-Darach, what we said before, you can have a Yid was licked in Teira. We see in Aveda. A Yid was licked in Teira, his Indian is not that he sees Ashkocha Pratis in Velt. Yid, which is a Balesik, and he's in Velt, and he sees Ashkocha Pratis in the Asaki. That's Al-Darach the Indian of Echad. He sees Fun Velt Gufe comes to the Akar of Achdus of Deibishta. Teira, the Vart is, it's an Indian of Shteng Hachavi Velt. Teira looks, there's only Chachamav Sashal HaKadosh Baruch. The Velt is only a Pratin Teira. There's nothing else besides the Eibishta's Chacham Mitzad Teira. Oh, so the Aveda of learning Teira is an Indian of Melamai Lamat. The Aveda of learning Teira is, as a person can stay in Welt, but by em leiktsich the way it is mitzad melamai, by em leiktsich the inyan the way it is mitzad melamai mitzad chamas shalak kodesh baruch. That's the inyan of Teira. Ataka says in other places that limud Teira is the bitl of yachid and not echad. I think Teira is veir Ataka. It says that Teira is yachid and not echad. It's just like we said before. There's a chiluk between echad and yachid. Yachid means the ebush. Nothing else besides the ebush. Echad means when makid is another mitzis. And for this reason, the ebush is echad. Teira is yachid. It's not echad. Teira is, L'chatchil is nothing else besides the Eibishter. The Aved of Teira is, as a leicht, das guf is a leicht in the Welt. Everything is as in Welt, both in Yonim, Saimel, Amayel, Matan, Lamatan, Amaylo, is as a leicht in the Welt, Alokos. The Shayin is, and was for Eifen. Mitzat Teira, the Eifen is, that it's Melamayel, Matan. You Megala, the way it is, Mitzat, Melamayel, in Welt. The Rebbe says, She'inin, Tfesis, Ben Yoni, Eil, Kim, Rakmis, Labeshes, Ben, says, L'chudah, how can we say that Teira steht hechef in Welt? Teira is melubish in Yanei Eilam. Teira skufa talks about in Yanei Eilam. Sheish nagach zepara, etc. So he says that Teira is not nitfesis ben Yanei Eilam, kim rak mislabeshes behem, meaning ene shayeches leilam atachta kvishu b'mtsiyah shal tachten, that eilam eilam lis nitfesis mishtanis al yidei ha'eilam uba eilam. And like he brings here, from Ma'ara 22, it brings to my mind the Fidik Rebbe. If Inyan is slapshus the Teira, ain't the Inyan is slapshus shall is askus. Loshen is slapshus, rakshem a mushel bulvat. Says, Bederech Klal, when you have a slapshus is his askus. Alderech, a Rav which is learning with a Talmud, is the Rav understands Inyanim in a very deep way. Right now, he's misasik with the Talmud. He goes and he's malbush himself in the tzir of the Talmud. He wants to understand things the way it's lefiyerech a Talmud. Is this kind of islapshus when he's melubish in the elam of the Talmud is an aifin of isaskus as a fanemtsich mit the Talmud as in tesir to the Talmud. Memela, because it's an aifin of isaskus, that means that Beit B'Shom, you can say the Rav Alein understands very deep in Yon. Right now, B'Shas that he's thinking how to give it over to the Talmud, can you really say that right now he understands the Yon the way he understands it? That was right now he Taka understands the Yon the way the Talmud understands it. But Etzim Avadi, he could always go back to the way he understands it. Right now, he's Taka Nitfus in that. His Seichel Kavilu had a Yerida right now. He's thinking the Inyanim in a lower Eifin Taka right now. Al-Darazah, Darach Moshel, Darach Seichel Amidus. A person can understand how something is very good. Can understand, let's say, a certain person is very has grace and ma'ilas. And because of that, he nailed the middle of Ava. The Seichel Gufa goes down to the middle of Av. It says, till now, the Havana that this, of the Tev of this person, was an Eifin of Seichel, was an Eifin of Kridus, an Eifin of Objective. Right now, the Havana that this person has a grace of Milus is an Eifin of Midas. The connection to that person right now is in a Leif connection, a connection of Midas, of Meshichas Halev. So the Seichel Pasha Taka was Melubish right now in Inyan of Amida, so Taka had a Yerida. Right now, yeah, Avada started from Seichel, but right now, it's nitvus in the union of midas. Your connection with that person is not a seichel, the connection, so midas like a connection. By teda, sinish does it. By teda, teda talks about lower inyanim and doesn't become nitvus in those inyanim. That is the famous mashal that the Rebbe brings in the Kutsiches Pashas Yisrei in Chelek Vav, that you have a dayin, you have two bali dinim come and they, this one tainis, that it's kula shali, this one tainis kula shali, and the dayin hears the tainis, and the dayin paskas it about who the money belongs to. Is both the bali dinim are talking about money and both the rav is talking about money, but there's a big difference how the bali dinim are talking about money and how the rav is talking about the money. Bali dinim, by them, is talking like geya, the money itself. The rav, he might be talking about money, but by him, it's all a shayla vas the psak of teir. It's not the pshat that right now he yes that he's talking about money. Anything changed? In other words, he could have been learning, let's say, a mesechta zvachim, talking about kabbanis in the Beis Hamikdash, and right now came to him a din teira, and now he's talking in yalam cheshem mishpat. Is there any nafkimin lagabe dirav? It's any. It's are you going to say that till now it's a different type of teira now? He's talking teira. The shayla is there's teira paskins about in yalam of kotcher with the Beis Hamikdash, and teira paskins in yalam of mamanus. The fellow Bali Dinim attack are talking about money. The Rav is not talking about money. He's talking about the psak of Teda and how Teda Paskins about when there's a machlekes in money. The says Teda could be talking. It's not like a Rav which is learning with a Talmud. The b'shas that he's learning with the Talmud, he's takim is asik with the Talmud. And Memele is nitfas in them. Memele right now, he doesn't understand the inyan in the way he understands it, the way he understood it when it's ba'atzmei, when he's learning for himself. When a Rav Paskins about inyan of Cheshem Mishpat, it's the same Teda. Because Teda remains, even when it talks about lower inyanim, Teda remains Kameshahu. To explain it a little bit better, a little bit deeper, what's Taka the Chiluk? What's the Chiluk between the Rav, which is learning with a Talmud, or Seichel that goes down to Midas, that the Seichel Taka has a Yirida, and the Rav Taka has a Yirida, Mashenke Teda, when it talks about inyanim Elam, it doesn't have a Yirida. The Vart says, the Shaila is, when you have an Elyon that goes down to a Tachtin, if the Elyon, in Yonis to be a mucker for the Tachten, so then, the chance that he goes down to the Elam of the Tachten, he's taken nitfas in the Gdarim of the Tachten. The Seichel Amid, Seichel in Yonis is to bring to Midas. The Mela, the chance that Seichel goes down to Midas, is he taken nitfas right now in the Indian of Midas. That is a Rav and a Talmud. He said the Be'erach Zelazah. The Seichel of the Rav is a mucker for the Seichel of the Talmud. The Mela, the chance that the Rav is understanding the Inyonim, Behesim, to the Madregas of Talmud, he taken as a Yirid. When you talk about Teira, to understand a little bit better, maybe we'll bring out the difference between Teira and Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, it says in other places, is Taka Melamata Lamayla, not like Teira, which is Melamayla Lamata. There's a chilek between, when you do a mitzvah is Taka Melubash and Inyan Gashmi. A mitzvah is about the Inyan Gashmi. It says a mitzvahs, it's not the pshat, as grad that we're talking about in Yom Gashmi. You can't be Mekayim the mitzvah unless you Taka have a Dava Gashmi Kipshute. Teira might talk about in Yom Gashmi. But it's the same Teda when you're learning an Inyan, which is talking about a Psaruch Nistik Inyan, when you're learning an Inyan, which is talking about Gashmi Stik Inyan. It's the same Teda. It's just right now he's talking about Gashmi Stik Inyan. By a mitzvah can only be done taka with a Kheifetz Gashmi. A mitzvah is taka nitzvahs and Gashmis. What's the chilek? Explains in other places, Shaili is a Makra Inyan. Shaili is in Shader Shain. Teda, mitzvahs is only Shaykh when there's a Mitzvah. Ibishta can only give a tzivui when there's someone to command, when there's a mitzvah. It says the mitzvah recognizes the mitzias of the tachta. Taka, the mitzvah is not the tachta. The mitzvah is the Ibishta's tzivui. But the tzivui gufa recognizes that there is a tachta. The mail of a shas that he goes down to the tachta is nitvasada. Because he recognized that there's a mitzias of a tachta. So, shasta right now, the mitzvah was that we should do tach v'kach begashmis. The yes that the mitzvah recognizes the mitzias gashmis. Right now, that becomes the union of the mitzvah. This mitzvah is gashmis. Mashayik about teira. Teira is not the pshah. We don't. Teira is a paim shana kodma teira leil. The Ebeshter could have in his seichel even before there's a veld. Ebeshter could decide lo yitzur there will be a veld, and there'll be Reuven and there'll be Shimon and Reuven will tayne kach and Shimon will tayne kach. The halacha will be kach v'kach. That means that there's a mitzvah of veld. Does that? It's a seichel de kazach. What is the Ebeshta Svara? What does the Ebeshta Seichel say, so to speak, when we have Azan Azan Shail? That's what Teira is. Teira doesn't say, mitzvahs means, if you're giving a tziv, if you have a melech, it's giving a tziv. That means there's people to give tzivuyim to, and we have to tell them the tziv. When you have a, let's say, you have a melech which is making chukim, Why is he making chukim? Not stam as it because Ishaf Muskolis and he's stam declaring what should be the din in such in this case. It's because this taka am, this people, so he has to make chukim for that. That's what mitzvah is. Teda is not because of the avel. The mail the Ebishter said, what's the best way for the velt to fit in? Because there's going to be a velt and there's going to be people which are going to argue we have to pass and what's going to be the halacha in this case. No, that's not what Teda is. Teda is, as it comes to the Ebishter, in Inyigret, what's the halacha in this case? When Inyigret, what should be the halacha? What's we come to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's the avon, what's the psak in such case? So Teda doesn't take into account the velt b'chla. And yes, that Teda doesn't take into account the velt. So Mela, even when he's talking about in Yonia Elam, it's not nitvus in that. He might be talking about a Yonah Eilam, but Satish Mitvelt garnished. Fine. Let's see a little bit more over here. He says, Gam lach, shenosa v'yarda b'seisar madregis, lachshava dibiru maisa tfisibam. Even though it says a lotion of tfisibam, that our machshava is teifis in Teira. It says Teira, so to speak, comes down, and our machshava is teifis in it. Nevertheless, the Teira itself remains higher than tfisibam. Say it's the same. When we say in Lashon that our machshava is teifus and teira, the pshat is that our machshava can be so davuk and teira in such a eifin that it's teifus and teira. But not the pshat that teira is nitfus in our machshava. Is when a person learns teira, we see lemais. When a person learns teira, what's supposed to be the tzugang to learning teira? What's supposed to be the approach? The approach is not that he should be meisif in teira. The approach is that his seichel should also be a keli for understanding teira seichel. Even being mechadish chidusha teira is only to be megala the nyanim the way they are, the way they were nitl meisha masina. It's not the pshat that there's a inyan to be meisha for your own seichel and teira. Teira, we say nitfas losha tfisa, that machshav is tfisa behel, is only that your seichel is able to grasp fully the eivashta seichel. But the eivashta seichel stays kameshi. It doesn't, kameshi, there's not no yirid in the eivashta seichel. Masra Kodesh Baruch Hu stays the same. And the whole word of Teira is as a zetzach nishne velt. You don't see the mitzvahs of velt in Teira. Lachen gam achiv the Talmud Teira in the mukde begidrei in v'layim. Says that's it. The inyan of Teira is like we said before. Melamay lamata. The word of Teira is and Teira lachatchila. You don't see the mitzvahs of velt. Mail the aved of learning Teira is. That by you, zal zich oplegen the way it is, mitzad teira. The way it is, mitzad, when there's no velt. The meila, this comes back to the shayla that we asked in Sif Aleph, why does teira not mugdir in the inyan of zman? Teira faket zan inyan tmidi. Because faket, the whole zman means zman numokim is inyan of elam, lashon elam est. The whole vart of teira is, as zal zich on that, and by mention, by a person, it should be felt, and he should internalize the way it is, mitzad l'maylam en azman, mitzad l'maylam elam. So therefore, Teira Taka is not mugdir in the union of Zman. Okay. Let's see. Order 27. It says over here like this. L'hoir. When you get to what he said, that Teira, the whole union of Teira is that you shouldn't see the Metzius of Veld. So he says, L'hoir. Ashabes Matan Teira. Matan Teira is the union of Teira. Is Begili Nizbat La'ilam Metziosi Begili. That by Pshas Matan Teira, the Welt was Batlu Metzis Begili, and even of Tzipuli Tzavach Leilum Shesek. Explain this a little bit. Like I said, one of the Chilukim of when you Megala Achdus of the Eibushter even of Malamayla Matam Malamatla Maylo is what is it pale on the Tachten? Says. B'shas that the gili is an eifin of malamat l'mayel. So the whole vart is that the tachten itself brings out a lakus. No, so the tachten doesn't have to stop being a tachten in order to bring out a lakus. Pum faket. The tachten k'meishu hu is bring out a lakus. Like I'll get a derech to dugmois that we gave before. If you see ashkacha pratis in velt. It's not the pshat, the velt has to stop being velt in order to bring out ashkacha pratis. Pum faket. Velt k'meishu hu brings out the inyan of ashkacha pratis. Mashenka, when we talk about the inyan of malamay l'mata, gila malamay l'mata, the whole word is as zechana and invel. It should be felt the way it is. Mitzad l'maylam and aylamus. The way it is mitzad eibushta. The way it is mitzad l'kus. That there is no velt. No. So mainly, what is that pale on velt? It's pale on velt that velt should stop being velt. Not that velt should remain being velt and becholzeit should be nirgush l'kus. He says that the whole nakuda is as zechana and that there is no velt. So the velt has to kufiyach stop being velt. That's why b'shans matan teira. The word was Tzipur Litzavach Leilum Shesek. it wasn't pale on veld. Data was a union of milamayla mata. So it wasn't pale on veld that veld alain should be felt that a veld alain is a union of alakus. The veld pashut wasn't master. The veld stopped being veld. The veld wasn't doing its pula. Moshe, it says when you get to lasid love is more when you have the shleimus of the union of gilim milamata lamayla. It says, the Rebbe says Nasich and Toshim Ches, Kamayim Layom Mechasim. The Rebbe says, why do we say that it will be Kamayim Layom Mechasim? Molar Zdei Savai Kamayim Layom Mechasim. He says, the Vartis we're trying to bring out, the Velt is going to be Al Derech, the Bruim Shebiyam. Bruim Shebiyam, it says that the fish, if a person goes to a mikvah, let's say in a yam, the fish is not a chitzitza. Because it is that they're so dovek with their mucker, with the yam, is they're like a chelik of, that's the goof of their mitzis, to be a chelik of the yam. That is a lasid love. Velta lane will be like brum shabia. The gedra velta lane will be that it's mas megalolakus. Is but matateira that wasn't the vart. But matateira the vart was that tzipule tzava chaylim shesek. It's not that it didn't bring out that velta lane is a lakus. That the velt is not master in lakus. That the velt is like brum shabia. No tzipule tzava. Why? Because the vart is mitzav. In matateira was a gilam lamaylam ato. When it's a gilam lamaylam ato, is the velt has to stop being velt, so to speak. It's just bringing out that's in Shtakivelt. So how does the Velt play a role? How does the Velt react to such a Inyan? A Gilev Matateira stops being Velt. Elam Shaisek. Velt Shreit and Shadeis. His Egen Inyan. It's Kedai to be Meir that even though the Rebbe says over here, Lahoy, Rashi Beis Matateira, the Rebbe is bringing a Dugan from Matateira, Lagabed Inyan of Teira, Gabed Inyan of Teira Bechlal. It's lav dafke that the pu'ula that happened b'shas matateira is the same inyan of the pu'ula of teira. It says, a person could understand this order, could say, al derech that was saying over here, the b'shas matateira, what was the pu'ula? The pu'ula was with the ilum shesek, that the velt was stopping velt. Al derech, you could say that the pu'ula of teira is b'chlau. When a person learns teira, what's it supposed to do? It's supposed to make that the velt should not be velt b'chlau. The MS is that says in other places that Teira does have a pula on Velt. But the Teira didn't have a pula on Velt, so to speak. Its pula on Velt was only that the Velt should stop being Velt. That the Velt should be Shesek. But not in the Inyanim of Velt Gufa. Teira, though, we have in Inyanim that Teira is pale on Velt. It says the famous thing that the Yishalmi, that we bring from the Yishalmi, that the Teira is, if we pass him, that there will be another order of Salah, Chezrim. We see that Piska Teira pale on Velt Gufa. Not just that the Velt should head off being Velt. It's pale on Velt l'fiat teira. That Velt gufish act l'fiat teira. The word l'chud is as it says, there's a chilik between matat teira and teira that we learn now. Now matat teira, it says that helyenim yeridu l'tachteinim, v'tachteinim ya'al l'helyenim. This explains in other places that even though it says both in yanim by matat teira, but by matat teira be'ikir was the yanim of helyenim yeridu l'tachteinim. Tachteinim yal l'alyenim, that's started by Matateira. We were given the Nesinskech for that. But that's an Inyan, which is our Aveda afterwards. It's the Aveda of, like, explains the Vibat Krishma, of Lamat Lamayil, etc. So, yes, that Sof Kosof now, when we learn Teira, it's after Matateira. It's already after there's a. The Velt alayim becomes more a Kalif alakos. Mela, Teira has more of a Chibur with Velt than Matateira. In other words, I say, Matateira. The Velt was not a keli for the gila of Matateira klal o klal. Velt had no shaykhis to that gila. Meila, yes, that the Velt had no shaykhis for that gila. So the pu'ula wasn't a pu'ula in Velt. It didn't achieve anything in Velt. The Velt should act to feed the teira. All it made was the Velt should stop being Velt. Elam sheis. Right now, the pu'ula of teira is pale on Velt. But what's a pale on Velt? Not that Velt, not the nyanim of the way it is, mitzat krishma, like krishma. Teira still is an inyan of Elamai Lamato. Elamai, it's an inyan of Elamai Lamato na'ifin that the Velt is more of a keli for it. It says, when there's an inyan of Moshe Aved of Krishma, that means that you see from Velt Guf and Yonam Velikus. That's not the inyan of Teira. Teira is to Megala in Velt, the Yonam the way it's Haichavi Velt. Oh, but it's Megala das in Velt Gufa. Adarach, what we just bought from the Yerushalmi, Piska Teira, it's not that you see Velt Kameshahu and it's regular day-to-day activity. And for that gufa, you find the inyan of Ashkacha Pratis. That's the Aved of Krishma. Here, by the Vart of the Yerushalmi, it's pale on Velt. Velt gufa starts acting with Fihiro Esateira. But what is Velt acting like? Velt is acting not like Velt. Velt is acting with Fihiro Esateira. Maybe you can give another marshal, which brings this out a little bit better. Al derech, the inyan of Asagas Hashlila. Is when a person is masik in Seichel gufa, that he doesn't understand a certain inyan. Let's say he's masik a certain madregis in Alakus, he's masik. He's masik the shlili. He's masik that these inyanim, all the what the Eibishter is Ram v'nissa, higher than seichel. What the Eibishter is, he doesn't know.
But his masik is Debish is Hech V'Sechel. On the one hand, it's Ein of Havana V'Asoge, and it's the Hert. He himself is a Keli for this Havana V'Asoge, for what he understood. On the other hand, what does he understand? He understands that his Sechel Gufa doesn't understand. The says, that's how Dara says, I'm going to get to the Piska Teira, that the way they're pale on Velt. The Piska Teira attack a pale on Velt. Not like Bamata Teira, that the Velt was Sheisik, that the Velt was Eis Metzias. Piska Teira a pale on Velt Gufa, the Velt should act L'fi Heiroes HaTeira. So it's because the Velt is a Keli for this Inyan of Teira. But on the other hand, what's the Pulan Velt? Not that Velt Kimesha Hu should bring out a lacus like Bashkocha Pratis. What's a pale on Velt? The Velt Gufa should be a Keli for Hechevi Velt, as in Shtokin Velt. That the Nyonim are Lafi Heroes HaTeira, not Lafi the Hero, not Lafi the Teva Elo, not Lafi the Gdarim of Velt. Yeah. Okay. One more thing before we Messiahim also in this order. The Lashon of here is Lohira Shabbos Matan Teira Begilin is Bat Leilu Metzisa Begilin. It's a Psakefa Lashon here. Begilin is Bat Leilu Metzisa Begilin. Is it could be the Pshat Zazay. The Pshat is the whole union of Teira is that it should be Meir Begiloi what the way it is Mitzad Melamayla, the way it is Behelim. Behelim is always Avaya Echot. Teira is as does Guvaz Alechtim Begilin. But, well, that's Bechla what Teira is. That Havaya Echad should be made Begil. But in that Gufa, that Inyan Gufa was made Begil by Matan Teira. That says, when a person learns Teira today, it says, Ma'la halam be'ima be'ira be'ratz be'zeya, as afkan be'im be'ira be'ratz be'zeya. Sof ko sof, a person doesn't feel the same be'ima be'ira be'ratz be'zeya when he learns Teira the way he felt to B'shas Matan Teira. It says, the Nekud of Teira Gufa is not Begil, B'shas that we're learning Teira. Episode Inyan of Teira lakes up by the match. But what Teira is, that mitzvah Inyan of Teira is not made Begila B'shas that the Teira learns Teira nowadays. B'shas Mat Teira, the Nakud of Teira Gufa was made Begila. Memela, the Nakud of Teira, that which is that the Elam is Batla Metzias Begila. That the Bidla Metzias Ela of Elamus should be Nirgash Begila. That Nakud of Gufa was made Begila B'shas Mat Teira. That's the B'shat in the Lashon of the Rebbe. Okay. Just to be finished off the Sif. The Rebbe explained over here the mile of Krishma over Matan Teira. The mile of Krishma over Limudat Teira. L'chura, we have to understand, why is there Aved of Teira? Since if he's Mazbid, that Dafkin Krishma, it's a Tifer Inyan of Achtas Havaya, and Dafkin that brings out the Inyan of Dira B'tachteinim, so why does that have to be the Aved of Teira? When it comes to the Biurim later, the Rebbe in Siv Gimel and Siv Dal, the Rebbe speaks other Biurim of the Chilktin Krishma and Teira, and then at the end of Siv Dal, these Messiahim Klor, why we have to have the Inyan of Teira. But that's not going to get to the beer that it says in this sif. That's going to get to the beurim that it says there. Which we'll see later, Bez Hashem. But the beer that he says over here about the mile of Teira over Krishma, the mile of Krishma over Teira, that it's a tifer inyan of Achtos Havaya, and that it's a mitzvah inyan of Dira B'tachteinim, l'chur is not mazbe, why there also has to be the inyan of Teira. So Emzaz, there's a lot of vinyanim, a lot of pratim about the mile of Mlamaila Lamata over Mlamata Lamaila. Hainan the which madrega vachtas avaya and Hainan what kind of a tachtan it comes down to. It says in other places that in a givisa inyan, a givisa ifin, tafka and a gili mlamaila mata comes down lower to a lower tachtan then when you connect to Lakus and Eifan and Mlamata Lamaila, we're not gonna get into that now. It's a lot of pratim. And also like we said, which madrega vachtas Hashem we're referring to. Mlamaila mata gila vachtasavaya, mlamaila mata higher madrega vachtasavaya. It's not negay so much to the sicha. To negay to here, I think it's negay only one nekuda, aveda deka nekuda, which is b'emes connected to what he lekutzich schil kidalef, which is mitzayin to here a few times. Over there, the Rebbe says that Krishma gufa comes b'hemshach to Matan Teira. He says the nesinus keich for Krishma comes from Matan Teira. We'll say it in different ways than it says in the sicha over there. We said before. In Aveda, we gave a dugma in Aveda for the two Eifanim of connecting to Lakus and Eifanim of Maila Mata and Lamata Lamaila of a person which sits and his whole Indian is Teira, his whole Metzis is Teira, to a person which is Munach in Velt and he sees Ashkacha Pratis in Velt. A person which is whole Indian is Teira is Hastas as well, so Yilachatchil sees the Velt Lufi Teira. Is Bayim, that's a Gilim Lamaila Mata. He sees Velt of where it is Mitzad Lamaila. Then you have a person which is in Velt, he's a Balesek, he sees Velt, but that's again in Velt Gufi finds a Lakus, he sees Ashkacha Pratis Vechul. Is in Aveda, let's just say you have a person which is Munach in Velt. And by him, that's the Haskalos HaInyan. He's Munach in Velt. How is he going to come in Velt to see Ashgacha Pratis? It says, as the Chazefa Chap mit Velt, where does he get the Koyach to see the Lukus in Velt?
Mail if a person will go now and say, I'm going to be in the Bismedish against the Tog, and I'm going to learn Teira against the Tog, and then by me, that's a chaplig and dashkof the way it is Misat Teira. And Mail, when I'm going to go out, and I'm, what am I going to say? I'm going to see Lachatchil Dinyanim only Lufi Teira. No, now we understand how a person comes to such an Aved, Aved of Milamailamata. Ligin Teira, Lig Hecher, and Mail, that's the end of the way it is Misat Milamail. But the Aved of Milamata, Milamail, how does that person come to such an Aved? As a licked in the Mato, the Lashon of Alter Rebbe Perich of Ches and Tanya. Is the Chlamato, Zeche Ale Lamailo. If you alone are in the Tachten, you alone a person that sees Velt Yazamatzias, to have the Veda Melamato Lamailo, you have to see Velt Yazamatzias. We're talking about a Balisik, which by him Velt Yamatzias. So if you, by you have Eltis Taka Yamatzias, so how are you going to Taka come to Kirchareis for them and see how the Matzias Guf is Megal Alokos? But then the phenomenon is in this Keich. A person with Chatchila has to have a Bislak upon him. From the Aveda of Melamayla Mata. That had to be Matateira first before the Aveda of Krishma. That has to be a first Apsa Noche as a Stockinvelt. The Noch, when you go in Velt and you start seeing Velt Yazamatzis, oh, you have the Koyach, why am I in Velt? Why am I seeing Velt Yazamatzis? Only to bring out as Velt is also to bring out the Lakos, only to also Velt Alain can bring out the Lakos. I can see Ashkach Pratz in Velt Alain. Al Derech, when Aveda Hashem, you have a Yeshevel and you have a Balesek. Because Yeshevel, Takezinian is more Milamailamat and a Balesek is in his Milamatlamaila. But even a Balesek has to have Kviyasitim Lateira every single day. He has to have an Inyan of Milamailamat every single day. And more Pchlolis, he has to have Shabbos and Zimei Sachel. There has to be Inyanim of Milamailamat. You can't just have the Aveda of Milamatlamaila. If you can have just Aveda of Milamatlamaila, you won't have the Keach for such an Aveda. So there has to be Nisinus Keach. For the Indian of Tatus, this is the Nakuda of Eros. Taka the Ikir is like the Rebbe says, Veda Mitz Vachtas Havai and Emerson of Dirim Tachtenim, Taka by the Veda of Krishma, not the Veda of Tera. But for Desvegen, it's moving the Poshet, you have to have the Nesinus Keach from Tera, and only through that can you have the Veda of Krishma.